This week, we begin a new series in worship and in the message. What's up with is the question we will be asking. The sermon series idea began for me just over a year ago or so when I was having coffee with one of our Highland. It takes what can seem random or disjointed and brings it into line. This is how God's grace transforms us. God's grace justifies our lives by bringing us into line with God's will and desire for our life and for our living. God brings us into alignment with all that God knows is possible. And God's grace will do this again and again for us because God's grace is unending. That's a very important part of this. This isn't a, great, I've asked for the forgiveness, I got it, and I better not screw up again kind of a deal. I mean, we want to try. But when we fall short again, God's grace is there to say, yep, let's bring this back. Let me bring you back. All we need to do is receive and accept this grace. Because God's grace meets us where we are, God's grace transforms us, and then God's grace inspires us. That's right, there's more. This is when I start to feel like a grace infomercial. That's right, folks. Not only will God's love meet you where you are, not only will it wash away all your transgressions, but there's more. There's a very unique, very special, very Methodist part to this understanding of grace we look at today. Actually, it's God's completing grace. In our tradition, we've named it and brought it into this conversation that God's grace inspires us. It inspires us to be better people. See, grace doesn't only just meet us where we are and then help us bring things into line. Grace leads and directs us in how we live, helping us become better versions of ourselves. John Wesley called this sanctifying grace. See, it's how God's grace makes us need less grace, which may sound a little funny. But what it's really talking about is the more God is at work in our lives, the less often things get so disjointed and out of order that we need that complete justifying treatment again. The idea that God says, I can help you do this right the first time. I can help you live that life you're seeking and longing to live. God is helping us become closer to that image of what God created us to be. It's the grace that's constantly at work, helping us live like God invites us to. This is the grace that brings forth in us that divine calling to justice and kindness and to walking humbly with God. This is that grace that nourishes and brings forth in us the fruit of God's Spirit, that helps us live lives that demonstrate love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. These things show up in our life because God's grace is helping us do so. And when this grace inspires such living in us, there's less to overlook. There's less that needs dismissing, because there is so much more of the divine image to be seen within us. God's grace is making us more grace-filled people. Throughout the Methodist tradition, grace has been the most prominent and defining understanding of God's relationship with humanity. It's all about grace, because God is all about grace. Prevenient and justifying and sanctifying grace, whatever names we might use, they are all freely given to us. Or as I like to think about it, God's grace meets us, transforms us, and inspires us. May we be blessed and be a blessing as we seek to live into it. Amen.